Hey, friend, welcome back to the show. Today's topic is about this one belief I see often coming up, and that is you believe God's punishing you, or you think that you deserve what you're going through. You think that you just have to live in your consequence for the rest of your life. It is something that I'm very passionate about as far as breaking this lie and helping us understand God's boundaries, discipline, consequence, punishment, like what all of those words mean truly and how we view that. Because God sets these boundaries out of love, not out of punishment, not to harm us or to make us feel left out. But it gets very confusing when we talk about sin and we talk about mistakes and then we throw in forgiveness. It's like, what do I do with all of that? And then we think when bad things are happening in our life that God is punishing us for it. And that's where this unhealthy view of God starts to come, that unhealthy fear of God that you're afraid to get close or you're afraid to show up as who you are. You think you have to get yourself together before you go to him. So yeah, we're going to touch on continuing, I guess I should say, this conversation on boundaries. Last week, I talked about boundaries and feeling guilty about setting it. This week, we're going to talk about really some boundaries that that God has given us to keep us safe because he loves us and to protect our hearts, to protect our soul. And to dive a little bit deeper into that unhealthy fear that we may have of him. And so if you have felt like this and you don't know where to go, maybe you're thinking, I want to overcome these negative thoughts. I want to be able to emotionally regulate better or get a better grip on my emotions. You can go to jessicahuddle.com/mental health coaching and book a free 20-minute consultation with me so I can come alongside you as your Christian mental health coach and trauma-informed coach to be able to walk you through these processes. Together, we create a plan for our time together. It is very unique for each of my clients, but I want you to know that it's not about this 6-step system or this 12-step system. It's about you, and it's about what you've gone through. It's about what has happened to you. And so if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling in this constant state of overwhelm, and you just don't know how to get out of it, go to jessicahuddle.com/mental health coaching. Also, wherever you listen to this podcast, you can go to the show notes and there is a clickable link right there for you to go and book a 20-minute free consultation. So let's go ahead and start this conversation about boundaries and God's love for us. Hey friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places, and this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. My one-on-one coaching clients come to me eager to create space between the person causing them pain and a willingness to maintain some kind of relationship with that person. One question I often ask my coaching clients is this: what are you willing to allow and what are you willing to not allow? It really gets them to think about their own values And this allows them to question, to ask themselves what God says about how to approach this, or maybe how is God leading them, or what is God leading them to do or to say? Asking them this question gives them permission to identify how far they are willing to go with someone, and then identify when that person may have gone too far. Most of the time, we are unwilling to answer those questions because we know if we do, a decision will need to be made, right? Followed by an action to follow. And that can feel scary and threatening. And if you've listened to any of my episodes on boundary, you know that boundaries are simply saying this: I'm in charge of the behavior that I'm going to be around. You are not trying to get someone to do something for you. You are actually communicating what you are going to do. So you might be thinking, well, what does this have to do with God's boundaries for us? What does this have to do with punishing? We're going to get into that. But it's important we understand that oftentimes God sets these boundaries, and we think that when we cross them, that's when that punishment comes and that we deserve it. So I know how we tend to think when we read about God setting boundaries with us, like, all that sounds like a bunch of rules to follow, and if we don't follow them, then we deserve punishment or consequences for a long time. And although I'm mentioning boundaries, I really want you to understand and touch on how rules without a relationship will lead to rebellion. Now, here's why it's important for us to talk about boundaries, especially in the perspective of God, is do we view them as protection and safety from a place of love, or rules and regulations based on fear and pain? And this is depending on our view of boundaries as a whole, is how we're going to establish that view of who we think God is. Do we have a healthy reverence of God, of He is the King, the Lord of Lords? Or do we have an unhealthy fear, meaning you feel like you're walking on eggshells with Him, that anything you say or do is literally going to be held against you by God and there's no forgiveness? So whichever we choose, whether we think it's protection, safety from a place of love, or rules and regulation that's based on fear, that's going to be the driving force for how we show up in our relationship with God and others. If we try to live a holy life without the guidance of the Holy Spirit and relationship with the Father, any mistake is going to feel like another crack in a fragile vase, really threatening to shatter it completely. And one day, if we think if enough mistakes are made, the glass is just going to shatter completely, and it's going to leave us feeling and believing, I can never get it right. How can God ever love me? How can I ever be in His boundaries and in His blessings? You know, you feel like you need to right your own wrongs before coming back to God. However, on the other side, we must know it's okay to be corrected and feel conviction that comes from a place of love. And these thoughts really lead me to think about the conversations I have with my one-on-one coaching clients, because anytime we start to dive into their beliefs about God and how they got those beliefs, I begin to really show them the connection with how they think they have to earn their salvation in love, and how they are living in fear and in condemnation today because of that. Because many of my clients, including myself, we punish ourselves. We are the one punishing ourselves because we sinned, made the mistake outside of those loving boundaries that He sets before us, and we just feel like we cannot live up to them anymore. And therefore, we have to recognize the difference between punishment, consequence, versus discipline and conviction. That's a really important piece to understand. Is God punishing me? And knowing that God has boundaries that He sets for us out of His love for His children's hearts and who they become. It's really about who we become. God has given us boundaries out of love to protect us and to keep us safe, not to punish us or to withhold us from anything. God is not punishing us for our sins. He came to set us free from that punishment, but we often feel like we have to punish ourselves because we deserve it. So first, let's talk about biblical discipline. That is often rooted in love. It's aimed at correction, growth. It's our maturity. It's God's way of helping us become more like Christ by really shaping our character and our behavior. And here, just a few examples from scripture. Hebrews 12, 5 through 6. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the one he loves and he chastens everyone he accepts as his own. Proverbs 3, 11 through 12. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as a father, the son he delights in. Therefore, the goal of discipline is to guide us back on track and refine our character. It's much like a parent correcting a child for their benefit. God disciplines out of love, not anger, to help us grow spiritually. That is important. So important. I want you to think right now, is God disciplining you? Meaning, are you becoming more like him? Or are you living in punishment? And punishment is something that we had deserved for our sins. It's often tied to justice. It's a penalty for wrongdoing. While discipline is corrective, punishment is retributive and focused on paying the price for the wrong. The purpose of punishment is to kind of uphold justice and moral order. While God's punishment for sin is eternal separation, Jesus took on this punishment through his sacrifice on the cross. And therefore, we do not live under that punishment anymore of our sins, because that punishment for sin was death, which was eternal separation from God. But through Jesus, we receive grace. And that's the good news. So we don't have to live under this punishment anymore for the sins, because Jesus already took the punishment, which is eternal separation. Romans 6, 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus our Lord. John 3, 36, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. Therefore, the purpose of punishment, again, is to uphold that order. While God's punishment for this sin is eternal separation, Jesus took it on. Therefore, we have to ask ourselves, am I living in discipline, or am I punishing myself for something Jesus took care of? Now, let's talk about conviction and consequence. These are important as well. Conviction comes from the Holy Spirit as intended to really bring this awareness of sin that leads us to repentance. It's a gentle prompting that draws us back to God's truth and righteousness. Again, I keep saying this is important, but we need to identify what the words are that we're speaking and what we believe about them. Condemnation, even though I know we're not talking about that here, but we do it a lot. We condemn ourselves. The easiest way I like to look at this is conviction leads us out of our sin and to repentance, while condemnation keeps us in a cycle of self-hatred. Another question to ask yourself, are you being lifted up and out, or are you being dragged down and out? Up and out, down and out. It's a really good way to tell if you are being led through conviction or condemnation. John 16, 8, and when he, the Holy Spirit, comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness. Romans 8, 1, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Conviction leads to repentance and transformation without condemning or shaming. Conviction is always meant to restore. It's never meant to destroy. It's a form of grace. It helps us recognize our need for forgiveness and to turn back to God. It always leads to life and not guilt. Now, consequence. This refers to that natural outcome of our actions. It's either positive or negative. Biblically, consequences are often the result of sin or disobedience. God can and has forgiven us, but that doesn't erase the earthly consequence we sometimes may experience. This is a huge, huge revelation when I work with my one-on-one coaching clients. And it was a huge revelation for my own journey when I understood that God forgave me, but that I still might have to endure a consequence. That does not mean that he's punishing me. God does not erase the consequence attached to the sin or the mistake, but he does forgive us and he never, ever holds it against us again, which is very crucial to remember. For example, a consequence we might experience, even though we know God has forgiven us, is the loss of trust in a relationship after lying. Imagine we lie to a close friend or a family member about something. Even after confessing the sin, talking about the thing that you lied about, seeking God's forgiveness, then being forgiven by God, the earthly consequence of that lie may still remain. The person that was lied to may struggle to trust you again, and it could take time and effort to rebuild that trust. God's forgiveness removes the spiritual guilt and restores the relationship with him. The earthly consequence is the lingering effect of the broken trust that takes time to heal in human relationship. But this demonstrates, though, how God's forgiveness, right? How forgiveness from God wipes away the spiritual punishment, but the natural effects of our actions in this world can still impact us. We cannot escape a consequence for an action. Because those, remember, consequence can be good or bad. It's positive or negative. It's cause and effect. Like if you say something nice to somebody, the result of that can be something positive. If we say something mean to somebody, the result or consequence of that is going to match that. God has forgiven us, will forgive us, releases us of that spiritual guilt. It restores the relationship with him. Therefore, we are not living punished. Galatians 6, 7 through 8 says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life." Proverbs 13, 50, "Good understanding wins favor, but the way of the unfaithful is hard." It kind of highlights the reality of living with the consequences of our choices. But I want us to know that God is not punishing us. He's not wanting us to have this unhealthy fear where we feel like anything that we do, there is always forgiveness and redemption in his name. God gives us these boundaries out of love to protect us and to keep us safe. When we think about not having sex before marriage, when we think about Jesus emphasizing commands that are not heavy burdens, he invites us to take his yoke upon him, right? Because if we start taking that yoke and we step outside of that, things feel heavy, right? Or if we think about God giving Israel the Ten Commandments, a framework for living in harmony with God and each other, these were not to be burdensome, right? So we can take them to being laws and rules. And if we do something wrong at all, that's not good. We think we're just terrible people. But as God establishes these boundaries with us, with his children, with humanity, it's not to restrict us. It's to guide us toward life, freedom, and flourishing. And it all depends on how we view love, boundaries, and God. So let me just kind of wrap up these four words again. Discipline, loving correction meant to shape character and bring us closer to God. Punishment, a penalty for sin or wrongdoing focused on justice. But Jesus bore this punishment on behalf of us. Conviction, a work of the Holy Spirit to guide us back to God by showing us our need for repentance. Consequence, the natural result of actions, which can be both positive and negative. I really pray that this episode helped you understand that God is not punishing you, that you do not have to continue to punish yourself for the things that you've endured or the things that you've gone through. You don't have to. Jesus bore it on the cross. Do we have consequences? Yes. But we don't have to accept them. We can continue to move toward healing and walking out that process, right? Conviction, discipline. All these words are very important for us to define and according to what they mean inside of his boundaries and his love for safety and protection, and what we think they mean outside of them. If you were like, Jess, I am feeling overwhelmed, confused, and I don't even know where to start, that's okay. Sometimes you need somebody to come alongside you, to guide you, to break this down for you. Go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching. I would love to come alongside you as your coach. And most importantly, at the time of this recording, it is September of 2024, and we are getting into the winter months where we want to isolate, hide ourselves, where we're going to be around family, where the holidays are coming. Don't just settle into a slump. Do not isolate yourself. Find accountability. Find somebody who's going to listen. You don't have to do this alone. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life, and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.